best you can buy. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, a little later on, we're going to be joined by Josh Lewis from RawAutos.com. And we're going to kick things off by talking to a representative from Chrysler about some of the recent announcements at the New York International Auto Show. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls. Here's the number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Trivia question out there, yet unanswered, and that is the downsized Cadillac. There was actually an Opel that was sold here during the 1990s for a brief few years. It began with the letter C, the Cadillac whatever, beginning with the letter C. And whoever comes up with the answer to that question, we're going to throw you in the running for a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, a prize valued up to $100. Quick reminders about a couple of things. Number one, if you log on to calcarcover.com and put in my name, Bob Long, B-O-B-L-O-N-G, instant 15% discount. That's right, that easy. Getting ready for spring, getting a head start on Mother's Day gift ideas, Father's Day gift ideas. Lots of cool stuff there if you haven't checked it out. Calcarcover.com, and again, put in my name, Bob Long, and you'll get a 15% discount. It's that simple. It's that easy. Also, when you get a chance, check out my new website, which is called thelongdrive.com. You'll see lots of articles, one there by myself, one there right now from Sam Major, who joins us on the broadcast from time to time, and a couple from our guests coming up a little later on in the hour, Josh Lewis. But right now, we're going to find out all about the latest from the folks at Chrysler. Lots of cool announcements at the recently concluded press days of the New York Auto Show. And to tell us all about these announcements is Doug Johnson. Doug, thanks for your time. How you doing?
Very good. And yourself?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. Well, I'm definitely a guy that's into technology and entertainment and infotainment systems and features. I consider myself a bit of an audiophile, and you guys have introduced a number of really cool technologies, including, why don't we begin by telling everybody about Wi-Fi, now available in certain Chrysler Dodge products.
Absolutely. We have the Wi-Fi that we call it Uconnect Web. It's part of our whole Uconnect umbrella of products that we offer on any of the Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram products. And again, what we've tried to do in the auto show circuit this year is create some visibility around all the connectivity that we have today in our vehicles. I know a lot of times we tend to talk about a lot of other features that are very important also, but I think in this day and age, connectivity is definitely high up on the customer's expectation list. So again, we've done some research, and we've tried to kind of pinpoint on, hey, look at this Uconnect umbrella and look what we have to offer. And again, Wi-Fi is just one component of that, of course, we're bringing to customers today.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit more how it works, and is it across the board on all Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep vehicles, or just select vehicles?
Right now, the Wi-Fi is available on all Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. So any vehicle you happen to own that came from our stable, absolutely. You can get the Wi-Fi as a Mopar-installed or dealer-installed option.
That's fantastic. So does it use cell phone technology to get the Wi-Fi signal, or how exactly does it get in there, Doug?
It does use cell phone technology. It's similar to what you'd experience with an air card, but yet we've taken that to the next level, and we've basically taken that same technology. We've taken it, put it into an in-car router. That way you can have multiple users on it. And not to mention, it's the basis from a platform of things that we want to do in the future. So, of course, having the Wi-Fi capability today in the car is certainly exciting for us to build upon. And again, is make sure that this is the direction that customers want to go. And our feedback so far has been absolutely that customers are very excited about having internet connectivity in the car.
Absolutely. I can see that being so helpful for so many folks who are working on the road and traveling, too. I do a lot of traveling myself and at times pull out the old laptop and try and find a McDonald's or something like that. But if I had a Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep product equipped with this, I wouldn't have to be doing that.
Absolutely. You knew when you pulled out your laptop that for sure you'd have communication. And not to mention the fact that, it certainly offers some in-car entertainment for, backseat passengers along the way. I know anyone that has maybe teenagers, again, with all the different social media websites and things along that nature, that this is a great tool for in-car entertainment also.
No question about it. And speaking of additional in-car entertainment, tell us all about Flow TV. That's F-L-O TV.
Absolutely. Flow TV is something that we're very proud to say we were the first automaker in the United States to offer. We introduced Flow TV just at the beginning of the year this year. And what Flow TV is basically it offers you channels that you're used to seeing in your living room. From the major networks, again, you've got ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox. Not to mention, it also takes that to the next level and has some channels that you'd used to see in your living room, but you'd pay for those. So that would be things like ESPN, MTV, the Disney Channel, just to name a few.
Wow, that's terrific. And where is it available right now in the Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge lineup?
Today, you can get it on any of our vehicles that came equipped with the overhead DVD system. So obviously that would include both of our minivans, the Dodge Grand Caravan and the Chrysler Town & Country. We also have it available in our all-new Dodge Rams. We have it available in the Dodge Journey, Dodge Nitro, and Jeep Commander and Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Wow, that's terrific. So great live, backseat entertainment, not only for kids, but for adults as well.
Absolutely. And no doubt about it. It has programming that kind of suits the whole family. Again, from the Nickelodeon and the Disney Channel for your younger kids up to your teenage years with some MTV. And then, of course, for the sports fanatic and the family, you've got the ESPN. Not to mention, you've got the networks. That you're used to seeing again in your living room. So definitely lots of entertainment to catch in the car. I do want to take a minute to point out the fact that we do have safeguards in place. This is not another driver distraction. There is absolutely no way the driver could watch it while the car is in motion.
That makes sense, and definitely something that would be a concern if you hadn't put that safety feature built into the vehicle. So the driver can watch it as long as the vehicle is parked and safely not in motion?
That is correct. It does vary a little state-to-state by state law, but in states where it is allowable, when the vehicle is in park, yes, you can view it on the front screen in the vehicle, which would be the radio screen. So again, if you're outside, let's say ballet or Cub Scouts, waiting for Susie or Johnny to get done, you can make sure the vehicle's in park and catch up on maybe some CNN news or maybe catch one of your favorite programs on one of the networks.
Wow, that's amazing! And does it require a large antenna on the vehicle?
Absolutely not. The antenna on top of the vehicle, I would equate it to about the size of your cell phone. So it's very small, does not detract from the looks of the vehicle. Matter of fact, I think it's one of those things, if you didn't really know it's there, you wouldn't notice it.
Wow, remarkable, Doug. And I would imagine it probably has a monthly subscription fee. How does it work? We'll find that out on the other side. And if anybody has a question for Doug Johnson about this cool technological and infotainment features, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. We'll keep the Cadillac question up just for a brief moment or two. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
And tell me that, and there it was. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us as we tell you all about some recent announcements from the folks at Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep. Doug Johnson is with us, telling us all about some of the innovative features, the cool tech infotainment features that are available right now, including in-car Wi-Fi and Flow TV, which is just being introduced and at the beginning of the year. And Doug, just was curious, you outlined the vehicles that you can get the Flow TV in. How does this service work? Does it have a monthly subscription fee, or how does it work?
It does have a monthly subscription fee. The way we're selling the product is your first year is included when you purchase it. And then after that, the current price is $199 per year to update your service past the first year mark.
Well, that's pretty cool that you're including 1 year at absolutely no cost. I'm sure once you get people hooked, they'll be hooked for good.
That's kind of the plan.
Yeah, I would imagine. Let's field an email question here from Ralph. Ralph is in New York, and he wants to know about, very interested in the Wi-Fi. He says he's got a Dodge Challenger, a 2010 Dodge Challenger, and wants to know if the Wi-Fi is available on his vehicle and how much would it cost for a dealer to install whatever needs to be installed.
To answer Ralph's question is, yes, Wi-Fi is available for the Dodge Challenger. Currently, the Wi-Fi sells for $499 plus installation. The dealers are free to set the installation cost where they see fit. We do say that the installation takes just under 1 hour. But certainly talk to your dealer, because from time to time, including right now, we do run specials on the Wi-Fi, where we offer a rebate and sign up for service or something along those lines. So definitely check with your dealer for details.
Absolutely. Always check just to be on the safe side. So, Doug, it sounds like it's a real exciting time to be on this side of the automotive fence with all this cool technology emerging. I'm very much a fan of the MMI system, the head unit that's available in many Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep vehicles, which has a navigation system in the Uconnect and has actually the capability of playing DVD audio as well. I think you guys did a wonderful job with that system.
Thank you very much. I can take personally very little credit for that, but obviously that plays into what I spoke about earlier about our whole Uconnect umbrella, where, you know, again, you've got the navigation, you've got the hard drive where you can store up to 30 a gig of your favorite music. Of course, you mentioned the Uconnect, which is our phone feature. So, again, it's you can talk on the phone, eyes on the road, two hands on the wheel type of conversation. So, obviously, we see that as a big safety feature, too, not to mention it's the law in many places now.
Absolutely. And 30 gigs of music is a pretty significant amount, isn't it, Doug?
It is a lot of music. It's probably more than I can listen to in my commute to work, and let's say for the next 2 or 3 years.
Very well said. 800-259-9251. If anybody has any questions for Doug Johnson, telling us all about Flow TV and Wi-Fi connectivity available in Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep models. Doug, what do you expect? I mean, you kind of hinted down the road here there are going to be more updates to the kind of the mainframe of the system, the Uconnect system. As technology emerges, I know one of the challenges that the automotive manufacturers face is keeping up with the electronics side of the fence, and that's why we're seeing more and more automotive manufacturers represented at the Consumer Electronics Show each and every year.
It's a very good question. Obviously, as you just mentioned, I mean, we look at the CES or Consumer Electronics Show every year to see what customers are hot for, what technology we can take and can adapt into our vehicles, again, to be on the cutting edge for technology inside of our cars. Of course, having the connected car certainly leads you down the road of many other things. So, at some point, I would say that the connection may become two-way, would be the best way to talk about it. Again, you know, so, for example, obviously there's the internet connectivity, but also for some things, you know, if you're looking for your car and maybe your car has some sort of signal transponder or something along those lines, so again, there's the connectivity to the car just opens the door for an infinite amount of things that could actually be, again, a two-way communication with the car.
That's fantastic. So we can look forward to further and further upgrades in the not-too-distant future.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned is the best way to put it. Is there a particular web destination that you would recommend for folks to check out for the features like Flow TV or Wi-Fi? Where's the best place for folks to go?
The best place really is to any of our brand websites, which would, you know, obviously we've got the four brands, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. And then also the Mopar website is very powerful also. And not to mention, we've recently launched an e-store on that website. So you could even purchase some of these components from the comfort of your own home right on the Internet and have them arrive right at your door if you feel confident enough to install them yourself.
Wow, that is fantastic. Doug Johnson, thank you so much for coming on board here and telling us all about this exciting new technology from the folks at Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram. I got to remember to separate that Ram from Dodge because that's the way it is going forward. But
absolutely.
Cool stuff, and we look forward to getting further updates from you down the road.
All right. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to talk to the listeners today.
All right. Thanks so much. 800-259-9231. We're just going to keep it out here for just a couple of more minutes. I can't believe that no one got this right. Not that that many of these vehicles actually were sold, but back in the middle part of the 1990s, middle to late part of the 1990s, Cadillac experimented with a downsized vehicle, and it was a rear-wheel drive vehicle, actually, fairly decent handling car. It was actually an Opel, one of the General Motors brands from Europe that was brought over here and rebadged to Cadillac. Cadillac, of course, has gone on to do a number of things differently in recent years and certainly has some hot products out there now for 2010 and 2011. I'm particularly a fan of the upcoming 2011 CTS Coupe, the CTS V Coupe, if money was no object. And also at the New York International Auto Show, they introduced a wagon variant of that, the CTS V Sport Wagon. So we're talking a very limited production car, which has the same power plant, detuned, but the same exact power plant that is in the ZR1 Corvette, and that is the most powerful engine ever produced in the more than 100-year history of General Motors. More than 500 horsepower, more than 500 pound-feet of torque available at your Cadillac dealer. We're going to step aside for some important messages, and then Josh Lewis from Raw Autos. Don't go away.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique, one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. They have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology. No matter how large or small the project, call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2550 or visit ClassicResto.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to maxfitgloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us. We're live all across North America. Thank you very much for being here each and every week at this time. And we have a trivia question out there, and we are joined now by a friend of mine. He is an official employee of my website, highly salaried employee, as editor-at-large on thelongdrive.com, and great radio buddy, Josh Lewis. Welcome back to Auto World. How you doing there, Josh?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much. I love the article that you posted on The Long Drive all about the future of automobiles, and we're going to talk all about that as well as your opinions of the recently held New York show. But we have Frank on from New Mexico on the line who might be able to answer this trivia question. We're going to ask Frank, too, about the future of automobiles. Hey there, Frank. How you doing?
Enjoying the great show as always, Bob. Which Cadillac trivia question were you asking? The one about the badge car, the Cimarron, or the...
The Cimarron was the first one. And what was the one from the 90s? Do you remember that one?
Katerra.
You got it. Congratulations. We'll put you in the running once again for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Say hello to Josh Lewis from RawAutos.com.
Hey, Josh.
How are you doing?
Oh, great. I always love to listen to Bob and his guests. I always learn something, you know. I love this show.
Oh, thank you so much.
I do, too, every time I listen to it. So.
Well, Josh wrote a very cool article, which is on my new website, thelongdrive.com, all about the future of automobiles. And, Frank, I know you're an avid auto enthusiast, and you own lots of cool vehicles. Give Josh an idea of some of the cool cars that you own.
66 Chevelle SS396, 87 Grand National, 72 Lincoln Continental. Then we get into the more mundane grocery getters. I've got a weird one, a 70 Rover. Yeah.
So what do you think? This is kind of an unusual time. We're seeing electric cars, diesel cars, hybrid cars, and regular gasoline-powered cars. How do you think the future of automobiles are going to look 10 years from now, Frank, 20 years from now? What do you think?
Golly, I don't know, but I was wondering if Josh had heard anything about these some studies that are supposedly being sort of hushed up about the possible negative health effects of driving around in a highly strong electromagnetic field all the time.
Ooh, interesting.
Have you heard anything about that?
I've never really heard anything about it. I've heard some people mention things about it, and I think it's one of those things where it seems to me it's almost like the whole cell phone radiation giving you brain cancer thing, where sure, studies have come out saying it's very possible because there is a good portion of radiation in your cell phone. And I really cannot see how an electric or hybrid vehicle is necessarily going to be exactly safe for your health with all the electromagnetics and the currents running around. But then again, we haven't really seen anything from automobiles with the batteries in them now, but also with all the people with the crazy stereo equipment. They haven't gone deaf yet. So I don't think it's going to come to fruition as something as a big deal later on.
You think that the battery development will continue? I know they're getting lighter and better and more capacity. You think that will continue?
I think it will continue because, like, Porsche right now, I mean, it's, like, something close to, like, $1,500, but you can actually option a lithium-ion battery for your brand-new Porsche. And but funny and oddly enough, you still have to have a regular battery to power or to start up your car for the wintertime. But it's something that automakers seem to really want to push, simply because the automotive public wants it. And now I think the automotive companies are seeing, okay, wait a second, we really have to get back into this. The public, we give the public what they want, because if we don't, we head down the road of the 80s and 90s where, you know, you just build cars that just last 2 years. And I think the automotive companies are really trying to do something to prolong the life of their vehicles, but make them more efficient in so many ways, and I think that's what the public wants, so they're going to give it to them.
And hopefully, Frank, we're going to continue to see a little bit of something for everybody. At least that's my hope, that there will still be plenty of gasoline-powered cars along with these hybrids and plug-in electrics and diesels. A little something for everybody. Just don't take my horsepower away, okay?
Thank
you, Bob. Thank
you. All right.
No,
thank
you.
Thank you, Frank. 800-259-9231. Is that the picture of your actual Bullet Mustang that you've got posted on the long drive?
That is my Bullet. That is my Bullet.
Very cool. And you're looks like you're near a beach area, which is wonderful.
I am. I do have a beach house in South Topsail Beach, North Carolina, right outside of Wilmington and Jacksonville. And Jacksonville is where Camp Lejeune is for the United States Marine Corps. But I parked one day up on the emergency entrance to the beach and just kind of sat there for about 20, 30 minutes taking some pictures, and that was one of them that came out.
Oh, that's great. And it's interesting what you bring up about, today. I mean, there are just so many technologies out there. And, I can't believe that, your dad is talking to you about getting rid of your vehicle, because that's definitely going to be an appreciable vehicle.
I agree. You know, all my friends are saying that. My being a writer, obviously, we don't make the most money in the world. We try to make more money, but we just have fun doing what we do with cars. But all my friends, including even my brother, my father, they've all tried to get me to get rid of the Bullet because, I've been given the opportunity to get Corvettes or Porsches or BMWs at better cost than most other people, because my family happens to know people that own dealerships. So they're like, are you nuts? Why wouldn't you go after these cars? I'm thinking, well, as much as I love the M3, as much as I love a Cayman S and a Corvette,
it's just my Bullet, she is something different, and I love my car. And like I said in the article, if I have to purchase my gasoline on the Internet, on eBay and Amazon, then so be it. I will.
And there, as you point out in the article, there are just so many gas stations out there right now. I mean, I can't imagine them going away. I mean, I have a lot of issues with the plug-ins. A friend of mine, you know, recently wrote me about the Nissan Leaf and didn't understand that this is something that she was going to have to plug into her garage at night, and didn't understand that, you know, it was going to take X number of hours every night for it to recharge. So there's a lot of folks who are really not fully educated on the subject.
And it's unfortunate, because I think it seems that the American government and the American people, I mean, every time I turn on the news, I'm hearing something from somebody about why we should be doing this or why we should be doing that. And I think, well, wait a second, why aren't you, instead of saying we should be doing this and we should be doing that, why don't you instead educate the people on these different things? People just start shouting out the different causes that we should support, but they don't actually go into the details, the goods and the bad, about them. And it angers me. It annoys me, because I look at this and, like I said in the article, as of a 2002 census report, we have 121,466 filling stations in the United States. And as of right now, we have 6,536 alternative fuel filling stations. And it's like, okay, wait a second. So you're going to push all of this on us and say, okay, this is what you should be doing to help the environment. But yet, realistically, and most of those gas stations, most of those alternative fuel stations, believe it or not, are just compressed natural gas,
mm-hmm,
and E85.
Yep, exactly.
And I'm sitting there thinking, wait a second. So how is it that you want people to try and change the world with their automotive purchases, but yet the government doesn't seem to want to put a lot of time and effort into these things?
When we come back on the other side, we'd appreciate any comments you might have about the future of the automobile. Is it going to be gasoline, electric, diesel, a plug-in, a hybrid, a combination? What do you think? 800-259-9231. We'll also talk to Josh Lewis from RawAutos.com about his favorites from the New York International Auto Show. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
There's a race going on between the automakers as to who will bring the first plug-in vehicle to market. Nissan's got a brand new electric vehicle around the bend. It's called the Leaf. Mark Perry, Nissan Electric Vehicle Design and Vehicle Manager.
Well, what you're seeing with the Nissan Leaf is what we hope is the first affordable mass production electric vehicle coming to market. So what you're looking at is over 17 years of research and development really coming to market. Our engineers have been working really hard on developing a reliable, safe lithium-ion battery pack. It delivers over 100 miles of range, and it's got great acceleration, great performance, and that's what you're seeing really T-minus 14 months from now.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back with Josh Lewis. He is the founder and president of RawAutos.com, editor-at-large for LongDrive.com, and budding media star. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. We're talking about the future of automobiles in the New York International Auto Show and Josh's article, which you can check out at thelongdrive.com, all about the future of automobiles. And Josh, I know in New York, you did a webcast for the folks at BMW. Number one, how did it go?
It went well. It was very nerve-wracking, as you know. I was talking to you about it beforehand, and I was rather nervous. But I interviewed Jack Pitney, the vice president of marketing for BMW, and one of the key gentlemen behind the Joy of Driving campaign for BMW, and where there has been a lot of backlash in America, not as much all over in the rest of the world, but in America mostly. I spoke to him via live web chat and just talked to him about the Joy of Driving campaign and how it's not going to affect the Ultimate Driving Machine slogan, how it's not taking over. It's just something new to add to it. So it went very well, and it'll be up. I'm updating it right now. It'll be up on bmwblog.com and rawautos.com, hopefully the first of this week.
Oh, so. That's great. And certainly BMW and Mini both have experimented in recent times here with electric vehicles. First came the Mini E. Now we have the BMW variant, which is based on the 1 Series. Tell us about that car.
Yeah, the Active E is one great vehicle because it's going to be something that that invokes a lot of sportiness, you know, for an electric vehicle. It's something that can do 0 to 60 in about 8.5 seconds. It's got an approximate 100-mile driving time. It's 3,900 pounds. It has 170 horsepower, 184 pound-feet of torque. So you're looking at roughly what an old 325 and 328 BMW used to do back in the day, horsepower-wise, and even performance-wise. So you're looking at an electric car that will get performance of, you know, a 90s BMW 3 Series. And, you know, it's got the iPhone application where you can actually view all of the information about your car while you're sitting in a cafe. You can see how much time left you have on the battery. And it can also run the air conditioning and heating separate from the battery that actually runs the automobile. So it does not take anything away from the driving experience. So it's still got two usable seats and a little bit of a trunk, so it's very good.
Definitely. And another vehicle unveiled in New York, getting lots of attention, is from Porsche. They introduced the Cayenne Hybrid S, and first supercharged engine from Porsche, and it also can run up to 97 miles an hour, which is remarkable, on electricity only, Josh.
It is. It is very remarkable. It's a good-looking vehicle. That's one thing you can definitely say, I think, about the new Cayenne that's coming out, or the current Cayenne, really. And the hybrid model, I'm impressed. I am. I'm not, and you know this, Bob, most people that know me know this, I'm not really much of a hybrid or electric car guy. I get into them just enough to report about them and try and do unbiased information about them. But it seems that there are certain companies out there like Porsche and BMW that want to do things that are still, sporting for their customers. Some things that are still engaging for their customers, and not just the typical alternative fuel stigmas that they're not fun, they're not enjoyable, and they're really just for the guy or the gal who wants to save the world one tree at a time or one snail at a time. But you know, these are something that can help the environment, but also still provide you with a lot of entertainment and also with a lot of room for your family.
It's interesting too the way the green community is now sort of embracing diesel. When we were at the LA Auto Show together there, the diesel car of the year went to the A3 TDI, and certainly all of the German diesel power plants are remarkable in both their power delivery as well as fuel economy and emissions and drivability. But I don't know, still there are some folks who are into the green stuff that just don't realize that these diesels are indeed more than green.
I agree, and it's really sad, and that's one thing I touch about in the future of automobiles is something that you can go and buy a Jetta TDI, the Sport Cup edition that I talked about, that has a manual transmission. It's very similar to the one that they use in the Jetta TDI race series, and it's four doors, five seats, gets exceptional gas mileage, and the CO2 emissions are really right on par with most hybrid vehicles. And I was looking at the CO2 emissions the other day for the EU standards of hybrids and diesels, and realistically, they're almost identical. I mean, some diesels are a little bit more CO2 emissions grams per kilometer than the hybrids, but some are right the same with the hybrid, the Prius and cars like that, and it's remarkable. Now, in America, we actually, instead of grams per kilometer, we run pounds per mile, which looks like a much lower number. But it's actually it's the same system that they use over there, just converted, obviously. But I prefer diesel. I'm a diesel guy. I like diesel. Diesel's not the same as what it used to be. It's not the dirty, disgusting automobile that it used to be. And nowadays it's very clean and very efficient and a hell of a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Tremendous amount of fun. And certainly, you know, one thing I can say is there's lots of choices out there today. I mean, there's something for everybody. And, you know, maybe a plug-in vehicle is a good solution for somebody who is, you know, not necessarily a car enthusiast, has a small commute and kind of sees the vehicle as an appliance. But, you know, the rest of us who appreciate performance vehicles like yourself and myself, you know, we shouldn't be penalized just to have, to have the high-performance vehicles taken away from us.
I agree. It's not like the high-performance vehicles are a drug where it's you know, damaging to our psyche and to the rest of our families and friends, where I don't think most of us who enjoy these cars are going out, you know, on a given weekend getting high off of our automobiles. It's that we just enjoy the thrill of that automobile. I don't drive my car fast on the street. I don't see the need. I mean, sometimes I may have a little fun here and there, but I really don't do anything, especially when there are people, when there are other automobiles around, because it's just unsafe. But I know I can get on a racetrack, and I have gotten on the track before, to test different cars and to test my own car, because that's what I want to do. It's what I love. It's what I enjoy. And there's no reason to penalize everybody else for that. I have no problems with alternative fuels coming into automobiles. I have no problems with driving one. I don't. But also, I would prefer to have a manual if I were to have an alternative fuel vehicle.
Few and far between.
Exactly. Yeah. But at the same time, you know, there's so many other things that we can do outside of automobiles to try and help the environment. And we can power our houses in alternative ways, and we can also conserve energy in so many ways with our homes, with our businesses. And so I don't see anybody coming into my home yelling at me because I have my lights on when I'm not there. But yet they'll yell at me because I'm driving my Mustang down the street. And I think that's a little unfair.
It totally is unfair, Josh. What can folks find if they log on to rawautos.com?
Well, they can find a lot of great stuff. They can find some interesting stuff. They can find, now I'm doing, I do from time to time live streaming webcasts on a website called Ustream.tv, and I have the information on my website, where people, if you just scroll down a little bit, you'll see my Ustream.tv information. And people can watch me doing a live webcast, and they can actually sign in or just watch, but they can post comments at the same time while I'm doing things, ask questions, talk to me however they want to do it, and I can give them detailed information about whatever they'd like and just have a conversation with people. But they can also find interesting automotive stuff, interesting things like right now I've got a poll of which you'd rather have, a BMW M3 or a Ford Mustang GT 5-liter, because Jalopnik and Autoblog ran this story about, performance of the new 5-liter Mustang is very similar to that of the M3. So.
Isn't that remarkable? Well, Josh, thanks so much for your time here today, and look forward to getting you back real soon.
Todd, thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
He's Josh Autos, the owner of rawautos.com. You can also check him out at thelongdrive.com, where he's editor-at-large. I'm Bob Law, and that will do it for this hour and this edition of Auto World.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.